This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
This insert sponsored by Mana Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. Let's go and connect with Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Good morning, Wendy. Good hanging out with you.
Good morning, Brad. How are you doing?
I'm good. How's your blood pressure?
Usually on the low side, but
oh, really?
I think good today.
Oh, good. And I think this is where we started last week, was we say this is normal, but when it comes to blood pressure, and I didn't know this, we all differ ever so slightly.
Yes, that's true. So, you know, we are unique beings. We are all made up differently. And so we can have these slight fluctuations. And we have to monitor and see what is our sort of baseline, what is our normal.
And I think that reminds us that we spoke about this last week. Go and check out the podcast, please. And that's on our website, also of our app. And make sure that you check that out so that you can see. We've moved swiftly along after our conversation last week. And we brought it all the way here through keeping a note of your results so that you've got that baseline and know, am I high, am I low, what's good, what's bad, and then what can I do about it? But now we ended, and let's start where we ended last week, Wendy. Is it possible through diet, exercise, weight management, stress management, and sleep, is it possible to have better control over our blood pressure?
Yes, we absolutely can have better control over our blood pressure if we are watching those things, because we know that our lifestyle factors influence so many aspects of our health. Mm. So they definitely will also have an influence on our blood pressure and to keep our blood pressure a bit more stable.
Let's start with diet. That was the one of the things that I mentioned. How do we manage our diet? What should we include, exclude? I know that's a massive question, but let's start there with diet.
Yeah, so there is actually a quite a well-known diet that is recommended for people with hypertension, and it's called Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, and they refer to that as the DASH diet. And it's one of the most studied diets for hypertension, but it's also one of the most effective plans for managing our blood pressure. And alongside that, the Mediterranean diet is another. They're very similar in principle, and so nice options to manage blood pressure.
I think one of the big things around a diet, and you know, that everyone says, "Oh, great, now I've got to eat lettuce, leaves, and celery for the rest of my life." That's not really how these things work at all, is it? Because there are actually things we can do that's sustainable, that we could actually make part of our lifestyle without us feeling like we are depriving ourselves.
Yes, exactly. I think that's a very important point, because most people think, oh, now I have to go on a diet. There's an end date. That means I only have to do this for a certain amount of time. Mm. But what we were actually wanting to do is we're wanting to make a lifestyle change so that becomes your lifestyle, that you're not on a diet. It becomes your new lifestyle. If you can make that your new way of life, it is a lot more sustainable, and it has a totally different impact on your psyche, the way you think about it and the way you approach it. So yeah, I think that's quite an important mind shift to make, is, you know, we talk about diet, but you don't have to be on a diet. You want to follow a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, I like the way you've put that. So what are some of the foods that we should include in, when you, I think it's the word diet that's got the bad rap, the definition that we assume in our heads, Wendy. I think that's where the problem is. Once they diet, they're like, oh, khati khatons navia. So this is, I don't know what other word to use, but what are some of the foods that we can include in our regular day of eating that can serve us well in the area of our blood pressure?
So we want to make sure that we're having enough vegetables, whole grains, legumes, dairy products, lean proteins, fruits, and healthy fats. Mm. So you've got quite a variety to choose from here. The things that you're probably going to cut out are the things that you are, the more processed foods, the things that we tend to crave, the things that we go to as our treats. Which, you know, I know we've spoken about in previous podcasts, is it really a treat if it's hurting our bodies?
Yeah, well said. So what are some of those things that we should avoid? Some of the, this is called, these things are not good for us in general, but certainly not good for us if blood pressure issues are part of our lives.
So we definitely want to be avoiding processed meats, sort of packaged foods, all of those kind of foods that they are particularly high in sodium. That would also be things like canned foods, fast food, canned soups, fast foods, salty snacks, chips, crackers, all of those kind of things. We also want to be avoiding the sugar and sugary drinks, saturated fats. So those are the, that's why we said about the lean proteins, try and avoid the fat on the meat. And you don't want to be having any of those unhealthy fats, the trans fats and just generally the unhealthy fats that are going to go and sit and clog the arteries. Because if we were clogged arteries, that's also not going to help our blood pressure.
Just a question, what is a processed meat? Are we talking here about like a bologna or a salami or something like that?
Yes. We're
Okay.
talking about deli meat. So anything that has been processed, that is not its original. So if, for example, you go to the deli and you choose some roast beef, that is still beef. That is what it was meant to be initially.
Yeah.
But if you're buying a bologna or salami or any of those other meats, they've been made up of offcuts and who knows what all else is in there. And in the process of processing them, they obviously are higher in sodium as well. So yeah, they're definitely not the best options for us to be choosing. If you have it here and there, it's not a problem, but it shouldn't be part of your, your standard daily eating plan.
Winnie, don't mean to put you on the spot here, but perhaps you do know the answer to this. When we look at a can of tinned soup, let's say we're here in the winter time, and maybe someone says, "Oh, let's just get soup in a can for now before we make something from scratch." What are the sodium numbers that we need to be looking at that's going to tell us that's too high or that's okay? Do you perhaps know?
I don't have that off the top of my
Okay.
head, but I can just say that if definitely in those cans, they will have more sodium than you would have if you'd say made it up yourself.
Ah. So we need to keep an eye on things like chips and crackers and these kind of salty snacks. They're in every braai, they're in every snack box in every home, for the kids and adults alike. I mean, those things are also sodium bombs, that's filled with salt. So we have to have that in moderation or not at all. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so I would say, it's unrealistic to say we're never going to have them. So if you are having them, I would say just look at your portion sizes. Make sure that the problem with a snack bowl is that it's there and you can keep going past, especially if it's on the table. You just keep going back for more.
Yeah.
Try and have a little plate that you put a few on, and that's what you choose to consume, because then you've got an idea of what you're actually eating. If it's in the bowl and it's a big bowl and you just keep walking past and having more, you have no idea of what you're actually consuming, because it becomes mindless. So I think being a bit more intentional about the portions of those kind of foods will also help to keep that consumption down.
Coffee shops all around. It seems to be our national pastime. Apart from boerewors, coffee seems to be more and more popular every day. What effect does caffeine have on something like blood pressure?
So in some people, it depends on your genetics. Some people are more sensitive to the effect of caffeine than others, but caffeine intake can definitely spike your blood pressure, which can then increase your risk of heart disease. And so it depends on whether you're actually a fast or slow metabolizer of caffeine as to whether caffeine will actually influence your cardiovascular system or not. But a general rule of thumb is anybody who's having caffeine is going to have a slight spike in their blood pressure for a little while after they've had that coffee. So it would be something to just consider. If you're having one or two cups of coffee a day, that's okay. But when you're drinking four, five, six, sometimes more than that cups of coffee a day, that is a potential risk factor.
And then often those do often have one or two or maybe more teaspoons of sugar in each one. And then if you multiply that, that's also a lot of sugar. And you said we need to be reducing a sugar intake if blood pressure isn't a problem. In fact, we all need to be reducing sugar intake, but particularly if blood pressure is an issue.
Yes, because that spike in insulin that goes with that sugar, it causes damage to your arteries. So if our arteries and veins are damaged in any way, they lose their elasticity. And so the blood can't pump effectively. And so then you are at much higher risk for your cardiovascular issues, and blood pressure is one of those things.
Just as we wrap up this episode, Wendy, for young people saying, we eat what we want, do what we want, drink what we want. We're young, we bounce back quite easily. I'll worry about my blood pressure when I'm older. Is blood pressure an issue that everybody can experience? High blood pressure, dangerously high or dangerously low? Or is it something that's only affecting older people?
No, it's definitely something that can affect younger people too, and I think it's one of the this you know as we said last time, one of the silent killers. We should be monitoring our blood pressure from a young age. So, you know, from the high teens, we should already start looking at blood pressure values. We can't just assume that because we're young that blood pressure is not an issue. There are too many young people that are having heart attacks because they didn't realize that their blood pressure was high. So I think it is something that everybody should be checking and just having a baseline for. And I think if we're talking about young people, often some of the lifestyle choices that they make, they're often over-consuming alcohol sort of in one go, you know, so it'll be a weekend out. There's a lot of alcohol. They often combine caffeine with alcohol. That is also problematic. So, you know, you're putting your heart under a lot more pressure there too. So, yeah, I don't think we can, I don't think anybody can assume that their blood pressure is normal. It's very important for everybody to monitor and to know at least what their baseline is.
Yeah, lastly, Wendy, those energy drinks, those big tins full of them, there's more than any other drink you'll find in supermarkets because of its popularity. And I've seen, particularly in the high school boys in the gym, they just guzzle down masses of these big tins before they hit the gym. The effect of those energy drinks just on our bodies in general, but what about heart rate and blood pressure?
Well, that's exactly it. So that those energy drinks are filled with caffeine. There's quite large volumes of them, and then, as I said, when they combine that with alcohol, it's even worse. But if they're exercising, they're definitely putting a little bit more pressure on the heart. And you know, not everybody. Some people will have a benefit with caffeine for exercise. There are a lot of people that it doesn't actually make any difference for exercise. So they're just using it for, you know, because everybody else is doing it, and they think they're getting a boost, but it is potentially causing a bit more damage than it is doing good, especially when they're having the volumes that they are consuming.
Parents, I don't know. I'm a parent, but I look at what's going on there. Some of them are shaking like a leaf, and they're jittering quite literally. And of course, they all think it's funny. But something's happening inside your body that's not good. But Dr. Wendy, thank you for that this morning. Blood pressure part two. We'll have another part next week as we chat around exercise, weight management, sleep, and stress management, and its effect on blood pressure. What an absolute pleasure to spend these moments with Dr. Wendy Christian from Integrated Health Solution. Wendy, always a pleasure. Thanks for your expertise. Thanks for your time. And we'll catch up with you again next week. Have a really great Thursday.
Thanks, Brad. You too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.